The government is to bring in new legislation to increase the maximum jail sentence for conspiracy to murder to life in prison. The maximum sentence has been 10 years since the 19th century. There are also plans to introduce three new offences for terrorist crimes. Helen McEntee, the Minister for Justice, is in our Dáil studio. Minister, thank you for coming in this morning.
Good morning, hi.
Why are you raising the sentence for conspiracy to murder?
So there is an anomaly at the moment. Essentially, we have two acts, as you mentioned, one that goes back to 1861 and the other is from 2006. And it essentially, between them, they preclude a judge from imposing a sentence longer than 10 years for conspiracy to murder. If you look at the sentence for attempted murder or murder at the moment, they are life in prison. And what I believe, and I think the Gardaí and also the judiciary have outlined, is that while conspiracy to murder, the act doesn't happen, because the Gardaí intercept it, the crime in itself is no less severe. So I want to send a very clear message to those, in particular those at the top who conspire, who essentially put the wheels in motion for an attempted murder, that they are not exempt from this kind of penalty and that it is the most severe crime and it should be treated in the same way.
You're also introducing new offences for terrorism. When will all these changes come into effect?
So, thankfully, I received approval from government this week to draft and to begin drafting the legislation for both of these. So they're two separate pieces of legislation, the Criminal Justice Miscellaneous Bill, which has a number of other elements to it also, but then also the Criminal Justice Terrorist Offences. So I hope to have these, the legislation written as soon as possible and then brought to the House as quickly as possible. So I would probably assume, though, it will be early next year. But again, I think that the point here is that we have seen more so in recent years, and the Gardaí themselves have said in recent years they have foiled at least 75 different attempts where the outcome would have, they believed, been death. They want to ensure that if somebody is charged with conspiracy to murder, which is an offence that is now increasing, that there is a parallel and that there is a severe penalty at the end of it. And unfortunately at the moment 10 years is the max that any judge can impose.
You've said that you endorse and welcome the findings of the Policing Authority in their recent report on how Gardaí have dealt with the pandemic. They've criticised the use of anti-spit hoods by Gardaí and say there's no evidence that they effectively protect Gardaí and that they breach several human rights. Will you act on what they say?
Well, look, I think we have to look at two things here. Firstly, the Gardaí need to be kept safe and protected, particularly throughout this pandemic. They have been on the ground, frontline, throughout all of this, and we've seen an increase in incidents, almost 200 since the middle of April, where they have been either spat at or coughed at, which is very serious given the pandemic that we're dealing with. The spit hoods have been used in very limited circumstances and were only introduced as an emergency measure. However, I do note that the recommendations and the words from the Policing Authority, I know that the Gardaí have commenced a review themselves as to the efficiency of the hoods, and they have received a detailed report from the authority. So I think that will have to be taken into account. Obviously, the work of the Gardaí, this is an operational matter and a policing matter, but I do expect that they will take those into consideration.
You say you note what they say, but will you act on what they say?
This is an operational matter for the Gardaí, but I am assured that they are undertaking a review of this and that they will take into consideration what the authority are saying. But we have to balance this with protecting and keeping our Gardaí safe. If it is being suggested that these don't do that, then absolutely I expect that the Gardaí and the Commissioner will take that into account.
This day last week, the acting chief medical officer warned that, quote, there's a narrowing window to bring the current trajectory of the disease, COVID-19, under control. And he recommended further measures for Dublin. Why didn't your government act straight away?
So we have a situation, and at that time, we were introducing the new roadmap, where we have very clearly set out levels 1 to 5. The idea that perhaps we would introduce new measures and then 2 days later introduce further measures and then potentially measures after that. We're trying to bring clarity to people. We're trying to ensure that whether you're in County Dublin or the rest of the country, you understand and you know exactly what measures are in place for you. We acted on those recommendations from NPHET. We introduced, as part of the new roadmap on Tuesday, we introduced those essentially tighter restrictions and measures for Dublin as part of the overall picture. And what we're going to do now today, depending on and obviously based on what recommendations come from NPHET, and they will meet later on today, if there is a requirement to go even further for the County of Dublin, then we will act on that and we will do that. But obviously, I mean, people can see, and anybody who saw the figures last night, the increase incident rate is increasing. The percentage of cases that came from Dublin last night was at 55%. It's a worrying trend, and absolutely, if there is a recommendation to act even further, then we will do that.
But the advice on households in Dublin and travel into and out of the city was issued last Thursday. And since last Thursday, the incidence of the virus has gone up by 50%. It's doubled in Dublin Northwest. And Ronan Glynn last Thursday said, if left unchecked, had the potential to transmit widely and quickly, both within Dublin and to other areas of the county. The recommendations for Dublin weren't issued for another 5 days. Why did it take 5 days to act?
Again, I accept that the recommendations were made on Thursday, but it was made very clear over that weekend that the figures in Dublin, the incident rate was increasing, that we were asking people to restrict their movement, to restrict their engagement, to continue, whether it's face coverings, cough etiquette, washing their hands, that there would be new recommendations on Tuesday. And knowing
not,
that we were in
Minister,
a state of
flux. With respect to limit travel or to reduce households, household contacts, as was recommended by the Acting Chief Medical Officer on Thursday, those recommendations weren't passed on to the public until Tuesday.
Those recommendations were passed on Tuesday because we had very clearly set out that we would introduce a new roadmap. We made it clear, I believe, and I think anybody who listened to our Chief Medical Officer, but also to any of our experts over the weekend, that we were asking people, not just in Dublin, but all over the country, to restrict their movements, to restrict their engagement within the various different households as well. The roadmap, we wanted to be clear on Tuesday, and I understand that people are saying, well, there was a various different levels of two on Tuesday, but we didn't want to have two different announcements in a short space of time and then potentially a third, which adds to the confusion, I think. So we are very clear. The roadmap was announced on Tuesday. It very clearly sets out the whole country is on level two. We implemented as part of that then the recommendations from NPHET for Dublin specifically. But, you know, look, even since then, the figures have unfortunately continued to move in the wrong direction. And that is why NPHET are meeting again today. And based on that, if there are recommendations, the new cabinet or the new subcommittee will meet. They will then engage with the cabinet subcommittee and then the wider committee as well.
Yes, there are two committees that will consider NPHET's recommendations, including a new oversight committee. Who's on it and what's their role?
So the committee has a number of permanent members. You have the Secretary General of the Government or Department of an Taoiseach, Martin Fraser, I think most people know at this stage. You have the Secretary General of my own department in Justice, in Health, the CMO, and then the Chief Executive of the HSE, Paul Reid, depending on recommendations that come from NPHET. So perhaps if there's a recommendation on schools, the Minister or the Secretary General of the Department of Education will attend and vice versa. So depending on the issue that's being recommended or the change, the relevant Secretary Generals will attend. The reason that this committee has been introduced essentially is to make sure that where recommendations are made, that we can implement them, that they are enforceable. And we saw in the past, you know, an example that has been used frequently where recommendations were made around school transport, actually implementing those and the implications that they had for getting back to school, the financial implications, but the practical implications. It's to allow those kind of things to be worked out before a political decision is made. So this is not to add an extra layer. This is to make sure that from when a recommendation is made by NPHET to when it's agreed at a political level, everything has been thought through and it can be implemented in a safe and in an effective way.
And when will you introduce further measures to control the spread of the virus in Dublin?
So again, we don't know what NPHET will say to us. If they ask or if they suggest that we implement new measures, that if we essentially or potentially escalate the Dublin area, then the committee, I believe, will meet tomorrow and recommendations will be made subsequently after that.
Ahead of the weekend, yes?
Ahead of the weekend, yes.
Justice Minister Helen McEntee, thank you very much for speaking to us on the programme this morning.